develop from fragments, Ali.
To deviate into fragmentation.
Deviantovi fragmenti. To sredo ob 8 zvečer na Radio Študent.
Radio has been analyzed by the set of two concepts, sender and receiver, or sending and receiving. This is a convenient metaphor, but it prevents an understanding of what is really happening in radio.
V tem mrtvem dolgočasnem svetu supermarketov in kino multipleksov, ko sedim na metroju, gledam te ubite face in vem, da je moja faca prav taka, mrtva in otopela. In zato prav rabim to bolečino, medtem ko sladka naslada priliva telo, da me vseka z nečim ostrim, da me dobro prebijajo, pretepajo, da koža pordeči, tu in tam poči in čez čas se pojavi kri, ki se potem več tednov celi in ves čas me spominja, da sem živa.
People say to me, but if you're against pornography, are you against sex? That's like saying to me, if I'm critical of McDonald's, I'm against eating.
The story of the singer who collected the bones of a wolf. And she had found all the parts, the skeleton, the spine, the femurs. It found all the parts except one very last small bone that went in the paw. And when she finally found the bone, she sang over it, and then she placed it with the rest of the bones in exactly the order that it would be inside a wolf's body. And she sang over the bones that she had laid out. And the bones became fleshed with the body of a beautiful wolf. And as she sang some more, the wolf jumped to its feet, ran out into the early morning desert light, and changed into a beautiful woman who ran away laughing. And her hair, streaming down her back, was gray and yellow and black.
Is it that to be a woman is a mode of becoming without end, a mode of becoming that doesn't end, that has no end or goal?
Njegovo ogledalo ni obraz lune, ni gladina gladke stoječe vode, ni neumorno šumenje valov, ki požrejo vse, kar izliješ v njih, ni kamenje, v katerega lahko v neskončnost butam z glavo, da mi kri zatemni pogled. Njegovo ogledalo je meseno, rdeče oranžno z modrimi odtenki, ki vzklikne z mano, ko zajočem, ki zajoče, ko se zasmejim.
As she thought these things, her body responded tangibly. Her nipples grew harder than they already were, which was very hard. Her pussy seemed to pulse and throb more than it was already pulsing and throbbing. She knew that if her lover put his hand up her skirt, he'd find her dripping, hot, swollen, ready for him. I'm going to go to bed with this guy, she thought. This is wrong. So very wrong.
Screaming is a part of my dreaming. It happens only at night.
Can I go again?
One is not born a woman, but rather becomes one.
Sexuality is inherent. It is a fundamental part of being human, and it is a lot more complicated than we seem to be willing to admit. Different things are attractive to different people, and sexual tastes run wide and wild. Yet somehow, we have accepted as fact the myth that sexiness needs to be something divorced from the everyday experience of being ourselves.
Rousseau's idea of man's innate goodness led to social environmentalism that assumes that aggression, violence, and crime come from social deprivation, a poor neighborhood, a bad home. This feminism blames rape on pornography and by a smug circularity of reasoning, interprets outbreaks of sadism as a backlash to itself. But rape and sadism have been evident throughout history and, at some moment, in all cultures.
What kind of reaction do you get when you go up to legislators all over the country and tell them you're the lobbyist for the adult entertainment business?
Initially, I think there's a degree of shock. But when you explain to them the size and the scope of the business, they realize, as all politicians do, that it's votes and money that we're talking about.
Ideas, images, knowledges, code, languages, even ethics can be privatized and controlled as people's property.
Treba je odgovoriti na vprašanje ustroja človeškega telesa ter vloge njegovih organov in delov. In ljudje bodo izpraskali iz sebe vso tekočino, lepljivost, ohlapnost in podlost.
So it seems to me the first way in which love has been destroyed as a political concept is by being closed within the couple and the family. The love of the heterosexual couple and the family surrounding is meant to represent all forms of love and ends up usurping them, becoming the only form of love.
An action of radio transmission and reception would be a kind of self-oscillation. And the relationship between this action and the audience would be a resonance that induces our various emotions that literally move our body.
When I watched porn at an earlier age, it made me feel that women wanted men to fuck them, like, all the time.
Le fétiche ne serait donc nullement un symbole, mais comme un plan fixe et figé, une image arrêtée, une photo à laquelle on reviendrait toujours pour conjurer les suites fâcheuses du mouvement, les découvertes fâcheuses d'une exploration. Il représenterait le dernier moment où l'on pouvait encore croire.
I have friends who say I would rather die than wear a dress. Some of them are men, some of them are women. I would rather die than wear pants. I would rather die than wear pants.
I chose to be in this industry because I am comfortable with my sexuality and performing on film.
In fact, in order to realize their maximum productivity, ideas, images, and affects must be common and shared.
L'idée d'une nature première, porteuse de la négation pure, au-dessus des règnes et des lois, et qui serait libérée même du besoin de créer, de conserver et d'individuer. Sans fond, au-delà de tout fond, délire originel, chaos primordial fait uniquement de molécules furieuses et déchirantes.
That notion of the public sphere that would make certain kinds of images unseeable, make certain kinds of noises inaudible, make certain kinds of words unsayable. It's a censorship that not only restricts what we can know, but also hampers our capacity to understand who has been lost and what violence has wrought and what the value of human lives are.
Sexual freedom, sexual liberation, a modern delusion. When the prestige of state and religion is low, men are free. But they find freedom intolerable and seek new ways to enslave themselves through drugs or depression. Now, my theory is that whenever sexual freedom is sought or achieved, sadomasochism will not be far behind.
L'aptitude de l'érotisme à servir de miroir au monde, à en réfléchir les excès, à en extraire les violences, prétendant les spiritualiser, d'autant mieux qu'il les met au service des sens.
And Freud writes, "The son, therefore, is nothing but another sublimated symbol for the father. And in pointing this out, I must disclaim all responsibility for the monotony of the solutions provided by psychoanalysis." It's exactly the monotony that bugs me. It's the mommy, daddy, me, like the, or this is the Deleuze Guattari thing, since, which is that love in the family and all other love is a derivation or sublimation or projection precisely of that, of love close to the family and the couple.
I thought that must be why my dad has these pictures, is because my mother isn't good enough for him.
You are one of us each time you transform public space, not by privatizing it. It's already deprived of anything personal at all. Thus the irony that the public is actually the least public of spaces. But by making it into real people space, by doing something in it that truly feels liberating. For example, fucking. On the roof of the police station, at the shore, on the rocks, just below the art museum window, etc.
What is the new potential of radio in the age of post-electro-digital technology?
A shudder went through her as the air-conditioned air hit her nipples, and the goose flesh spread suddenly across her breasts. Oh, fuck, she panted. You ripped my dress.
Many children today discover pornography on the internet. But the first image they see is likely to be not just a naked woman, but aggressive penetrations of a woman's multiple orifices.
The moral is that woman, as nature created her and as man up to now has found her attractive, as man's enemy. She can be his slave or his mistress, but never his companion. This she can only be when she has the same rights as he and is equal in education and work.
If you keep private an idea, it ceases to be productive. That's what I'm trying to say.
It had been Brian's fantasy his whole life, to watch his wife fuck a stranger in a motel room. It had never been Julie's, until she'd done it.
Digital technology, if we look at what it means in terms of digital in French, is numérique, which means number, and technology comes from techné. Politics comes from polis, which is an enclosed space. Polis is the old Greek word for city. Well, basically the numeric aspect of the techné, of the technology, does some very interesting things to the old concept of city. We used to, you know, like we still think in terms of territory. Like, we all live in nation states. They're kind of like these bounded little parcels across the earth, and we all, you know, bloodily massacre each other about every 5 years or so for, you know, little bits of ground. Mm. Essentially, digital technology is undoing that concept.
Sexuality is particularly interesting here because we might think that to be a certain gender is to have a certain sexuality. And that these two are linked in some way. But of course, we know that they are not linked. You can certainly be a woman and be heterosexual, bisexual, lesbian, or no sexuality at all.
Polna luna je kakor vlažen kamen. Živost, senzibilnost nečesa neskončno trdega in oddaljenega. Privlači me, k njej vzburim mojo lastno občutljivost, dovolim si odpreti se v njeni smeri. Zatulim, ker si želim solz.
Tonight we are going to take you into the parallel universe of pornography in America today. It's now an estimated $10 billion business, which is bigger than the NFL, NBA and Major League Baseball combined. More than all the tickets spent at movie theaters. Some of the most respected corporations in America are making millions from it, while saying nothing publicly at all.
His pants slid neatly down his slim legs, bunching around his ankles and telling Julie that she'd been right. He really wasn't wearing any underwear. She came up for air and went down again, wrapping her fingers around the base of his shaft so that she could lavish affection on the head, running her tongue and lips all over it.
Seul subsiste une pesante, une étrange atmosphère, comme un parfum trop lourd qui s'étale dans le suspense et qui résiste à tous les déplacements.
Radio is not only a media form, but also a phenomenon of radiation.
But anyway, I can tell you it is a new service here at the ABC. Your 8 cents a day gives you a chance of not only screaming down the telephone, and people are actually doing it, as you can hear.
Hello, my name is Kieran O'Connor. I live in Goulburn.
Here is my special End of a Hard Day in Year 6 scream.
One says that one plays with gender, la femme, on joue l'homme. I would say yes, it's true, on joue, but it's not always a simple question of jouissance.
In kdo se boji moje razkričene, globoke, sluzaste, mokre, pulzirajoče, pohotne luknje, ki je na voljo mašini? Stroju, ki je človek in narava, brez razlike.
I think when people don't feel like they could actually challenge sexism and fundamentally change the terms on which we're evaluated, then the reaction is, it's like, well, if you can't beat sexism, at least you can join it. If women are going to be viewed just as sex objects, well, at least I'm going to assert myself about how I'm viewed as a sex object. You know, I'm going to assert that I'm sexy and try to be a part of that process, so at least it's not just something that's happening to me, but I have some measure of control over what's going on in my life. But I think it's actually a huge mistake, because I feel like in a fundamental way it's just giving up on the idea that we could change the terms of how women are thought to be.
Pleasure alone makes life worthwhile. Whoever suffers or lives in privation greets death as a friend, but whoever surrenders to pleasure does not easily part with life. The pleasure seeker must take life joyfully, in the manner of the ancients. He should not be afraid of indulging himself at the expense of others. He must never feel pity.
For something to be noteworthy, it must be sexy. Sexiness is no longer just about being arousing or alluring. It's about being worthwhile. Passion isn't the point. The glossy, overheated thumping of sexuality in our culture is less about connection than consumption. Hotness has become our cultural currency, and a lot of people spend a lot of time and a lot of regular green currency trying to acquire it. Hotness is not the same thing as beauty, which has been valued throughout history. Hot can mean popular. Hot can mean talked about. But when it pertains to women, hot means two things in particular: fuckable and saleable. The literal job criteria for our role models, the stars of the sex industry. And so sex work is frequently and specifically referenced by the style or speech or creative output of women in general.
Her back arched and she came as she felt the head popping in, and the slide of its shaft all the way into her made her utter a desperate moan as her climax heightened with each millimeter he entered her.
Ce procédé se réfléchit dans les autres déterminations du masochisme. Dénégation, suspens, fantasme, qui forment autant de figures de l'humour. Voilà le masochiste insolent par obséquiosité, révolté par soumission. Bref, l'humoriste, le logicien des conséquences, comme l'ironiste sadique était le logicien des principes. Partant de l'autre découverte moderne, que la loi nourrit la culpabilité de celui qui y obéit, le héros masochiste invente une nouvelle manière de descendre de la loi aux conséquences. Il tourne la culpabilité en faisant du châtiment une condition qui rend possible le plaisir défendu.
If our hands are the minimal unit of our body, to transmit and receive with my hands might temporarily provide a visual and audible process where technology, art and our existence resonate together.
Pornography production, once considered exploitative, is now depicted as a fun and normal business.
I'm a single dad with a son that I absolutely adore. And I work with my mom and my cousin in the family business. Just one more thing. My business is entertaining adults.
While the pornography industry has been amassing tremendous wealth and is increasingly accepted by the establishment as legitimate business, it has also gained political and legal power.
Alors, vous lui réapprendrez à danser à l'envers, comme dans le délire des bals musettes, et cet envers sera son véritable endroit.
It's a common thing in the open source internet discussions, which is that the productivity of cybernetic production of uses of the internet, etc., require the openness of knowledges, openness to information.
I love my pants. I love my shoes. I love my dress. C'est une jouissance très fort, très magnifique.
Kapljice kapljajo po vznojeni koži in telo drhti, ker duh drhti. Ker je ta eros tako iracionalen, kemičen, ta morija, kri, meso. Saj so atomi ali kaj.
The moral is that woman, as nature created her and as man up to now has found her attractive, is man's enemy. She can be his slave or his mistress, but never his companion. This she can only be when she has the same rights as he and is equal in education and work.
As long as a person operates sending and receiving, arbitrary and redundancy would intervene in the communication. In this sense, radio has been seized with a modernist paranoia of accordance of input-output by tuning. Digital technology is expected to satisfy such a paranoiac dream.
In 2002, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the ban on virtual child pornography, granting the pornography industry the right to produce images which simulate child pornography, using computer-generated technology and youthful-looking adults.
Freud's unconscious is a demonic realm. In the day, we are social creatures, but at night, we descend into the dream world where nature reigns, where there is no law but sex, cruelty, and metamorphosis.
One is born male or female, but becomes something which is neither a man nor a woman.
You don't get the narrative, you don't get the context, you don't get the people, you don't get the characters, you just get the kiss.
Gladino lahko tepem v neskončnost, udarjam po njej, kamenje lahko mečem v stene, pulim korenine, upijem v zemljo, odprem usta soncu, pustim se premlatiti od dežja in toče.
Ever considering having a secret boyfriend?
What do you mean?
I could like hold you like this sometimes, and I could do things like this.
Mr. Stone, you're so fat.
She is never sophisticated, a girl you cannot really have. She is a young, healthy, simple girl, the girl next door. We are not interested in the mysterious, difficult woman, the femme fatale who wears elegant underwear with lace, and she is sad and somehow mentally filthy. The playboy girl has no lace, no underwear, she is naked, well washed with soap and water, and she is happy.
In Western culture, there can never be a purely physical or anxiety-free sexual encounter. Every attraction, every pattern of touch, every orgasm is shaped by psychic shadows.
And I should note that, of course, there was some very unsafe sex in that story that is very much a fantasy. There was all kinds of fluids being passed around in that story. So if you did try something like this in real life, A, it would require a large amount of negotiation between you and your lover, and it would also require you using condoms and practicing safer sex, which I hope you all do.
Computer does not expand messages from one place to another, but operates sampling locally and can proliferate it globally.
Temveč, da bom svet v koščkih mesa pripenjala z buciko na svoje prsi, bedra, ritnice. da se bom svojo nabreklo trdoto pohotno zarinila v tvoje luknje, vse naše luknje, da bom z rokami in na koncu z obrazom čofotala po blatu, naga padla v sneg spominov in pozabe, da se mi bo telo končno raztopilo in razlezlo po tleh, po kamnitih stopnicah, po smetiščih sveta. In da se bom spojila s tvojimi, vašimi, vsemi našimi stroji, ki cuzajo, sirejo, pljuvajo, pijejo, mežikajo, gledajo, smrdijo, se raztezajo v času in prostoru ali zaprejo v nevidno, prozorno, zaprto hibernacijo, da bi po njih prišel roj čebel in jih ovil v sladek, črn med.
Lovers of the world, unite. You have nothing to lose but your shame and a world of pleasure to win.
Absolutely. Well, there's no way, since it's strictly a radio project, there's no way to match screams with bodies. Once we have the screams, only the screams remain.
Yeah, and what are you going to do with them?
Hello, Gregory. In the broadcast this morning, October 17th, the interviewer remarked that some of your samples sounded like an SM scene. Having some experience in that area, I'd like to leave some ideas and examples of screams. From, as you said, the border of pain and pleasure. Some submissives, or masochists if you prefer, like to take as much corporal punishment as possible in silence. But to many of us, we enjoy it more if we allow ourselves to vocalize and not hold back. Screams and related yells, cries and gasps are enjoyable, liberating, even cathartic to the one lucky enough to suffer.
Watching pornography is no longer depicted as dirty or shameful. It is just normal male behavior, and even a bonding experience.
Yeah, Joey just pressed something on the remote, and it just came on.
Hey, man, got a big box of porn for you.
If you keep private an idea, it ceases to be productive. That's what I'm trying to say.
I had to fight the word, or I had to struggle with the word in order to continue to feel what I felt or to maintain my relations. But it was a... It was very odd that the word came from elsewhere, and it came, I mean, homosexuality was medical, and lesbian was, I had a terrible image of what a lesbian might be, and then I thought, well, maybe I will become that terrible image, but there was no movement, there was no community.
It was amazing that a walking distance radio was not a childish attempt, but provided a different form of communication. The station was not only a transmitting place, but also a totally unconventional space for artists, activists, students, and bohemians.
The argument that pornography gives women meaningful economic opportunities masks the fact that very few women actually sustain a career in pornography and acquire any kind of wealth. The lion's share of the profits in pornography are still made by the people who produce and distribute it, which are overwhelmingly men. But beyond that, it obscures a fundamental question. Why do we live in a society in which economic equality is so apparent, that is, women have less access? Do we want to simply accept that fundamental state of inequality and tell women to go pursue some small chance at economic success by selling the most intimate parts of themselves in a patriarchal culture? One of the most important lessons we can learn from pornography is about the process of commodification within capitalism. Critics have long observed that in capitalism, everything is commodified. Everything is turned into something that can be bought and sold.
Cosmic realities. It is a defense mechanism, rationalizing forces ungoverned and ungovernable.
In a few minutes, his voice slices through my tension. He sounds breathless, almost winded. That's enough. Enough for today.
Vse to matematično urejanje človekovega obstoja, njenega, mojega bolezenskega obstoja v lepo urejeno umobolnico. Pa naj me že kastrirajo. Nič se ne bojim.
Kje je ta moški s črnim...
Moje telo drgeta v pogledu na nju. Moje misli so usmerjene le še v užitek spojitve. A dokler ostajam svest pogled, ki deluje kot ščit pred realnostjo, sem na varni strani. Kaj ti zapeljivost pogleda, ki me vabi, da skočim v njeno rožnato, porozno pokrajino, je smrtonosna zapeljivost.
To me, sexy is based on the inexplicable overlap of character and chemicals that happens between people, The odd sense that you have something primal in common with another person whom you may love or you may barely even like, and that can only be expressed through the physical and psychological exchange that is sex.
Da polzijo, tečejo in zbadajo v živo meso več spolnice, jokajoče in histerično smejoče se Artojeve igralke, ki je le še ona sama. Mašineraj. Subjekt.
Every local unit of transmission is translocal, and it contains something global in it.
Pornography takes the most intimate, the most private spaces of our lives, our sexual experiences, our connections to other human beings at that most basic level, and sells them to us.
I'm a product, you know, and I know that, and I'm a dang good product.
Like a woman, he knows he is beautiful and behaves accordingly. Always elegant. He changes his costume 4 or even 5 times a day, like a courtesan. He's been seen in Paris dressed as a woman, and men showered him with love letters. An Italian singer famous for his talent and for his passionate temperament forced his way into his house and threatened to kill himself if our hero did not yield to him. I regret, the Greek replied with a smile. I should have granted you my favors with pleasure, but alas, I can only sign your death warrant, for I am a man.
He's produced 2 paintings from the video session, for which I am to pose briefly for final detailing. So I'm here on his bed, reclining into pillows with my clit caught between my right fore and middle fingers, and my left thumb and forefinger offering, that's how he describes it, my right nipple. I'm the viewer, he says. Look at my face. Think. I am beautiful. I am me. No, not like that, Camille. Don't look seductive. This isn't porn. Give me a level gaze. Open to me. That's it. Good girl. Now hold it.
Ko me useka zmrznem, mlati me udarja po meni, po trebuhu, po prsih, klofutame. Gre mi na jug, od udarcev se odmikam, a vseeno ostanem tam. Začudeno zrem usikajoče jeklo, ki reže po mojih spolovilih, rokah, stopalih, da postaja nebo vse bolj rdeče. Prvi valovi bolečine pridejo šele ko neha. Zadihan se ustavi tudi on začuden.
Woman does not dream of transcendental or historical escape from natural cycle. Since she is that cycle, her sexual maturity means marriage to the moon, waxing and waning in lunar phases. Moon, month, menses, same word, same world.
When a sheet of paper is crumpled, it becomes garbage, and at the same time it has many folds. They damage the material as a writing drawing paper, but change this material into another.
For blowjobs, regular blowjobs, I get 300 for those. For a girl-girl scene, it's usually 600. Me and one guy, that's 900. Me and a guy, one guy anal, that's 1,000. Me and 2 guys, whether or not be anal or regular, is 1,100. Double penetration, which is one in the vagina, one in the butt, that's 1,200. And gangbangs usually range, I start at 1,300 for 3 guys and then add 100 for each additional guy, and double anal, 1,500.
Looking at the paintings, he says, what do you see? I stammer, me, but not me. Me in your eyes. I'm breaking a sweat with the effort. He says, exactly. You in my eyes. How I see you. Now he's looking at me. I can smell him, his sweat, his coffee breath. Did my nostrils just flare? No doubt he can smell more than coffee off of me. Camille, look at me. His face is lined, his eyes magnetic. He's probably my father's age. I never thought anyone would do what you've done for me. You took on my challenge, and you've performed just as I'd hoped. He pauses. But... always a but, yeah? I want to push you further. How much further? Until you beg me to stop. Until you hit the wall. I shrug. What do you have in mind? The way his eyes drill into me, I feel my nipples prickle again. A game. Play a game with me. A game of bondage and domination. Could you do that? He gives a casual smile, but an undercurrent of tension hums in the air between us. He wants this, desperately. Damn, damn him. Sure, I can do that.
It is precisely in advanced Western society which attempts to improve or surpass nature, and which hold up individualism and self-realization as a model, that the stark facts of woman's condition emerge with painful clarity.
Tekel sem z odprtim samskim počutjem, da črpam iz zemlje, iz vetra, iz kamenja, iz tekoče vode, iz ptičje tišine, iz medvedove grožnje, iz teksture lubja.
They shall know us by the innocence of our guilty smiles, holding hands as we walk out of the fog in parks at night, transformed and transcendent, unbowed and uninhibited, in this dry and dreamless world, by used birth control devices, and, left in university classrooms and office bathrooms, by growing numbers of women who know exactly what they want, and men who aren't afraid to touch one another.
If you keep private an idea, it ceases to be productive. That's what I'm trying to say.
When your best choice is taking off your clothes and sticking toys in your cunt for money, I think there's a real problem with the labor system.
Menstrual blood is the stain, the birthmark of original sin, the filth that transcendental religion must wash from man.
Vizualna reprezentacija mojega videza v elektronskem mediju ni moja resnična podoba. Da bi se ji približala, moram stalno kupovati tisto, kar me pripelje bliže k popolnosti moje elektronske identitete. Kupujem lepoto, zdravje, celo inteligenco s tem, ko vestno zbiram artefakte naše kulture. Nobenih kurcev ni in nobenih pičk več. Čas je za telo brez organov. Vse podaljške je treba odrezati. Vse izrastke je treba zašiti, odklopiti. Znebiti se moramo biološkega, izprazniti biološkost. Ves fašizem biologije je treba raztrgati in zapečatiti in shraniti v muzeje. Tako, da nikoli ne bomo pozabili tiranije somatskega.
Ladies, trust me, there is no fantasy where a handsome prince runs to you across a meadow and takes you in his arm and then comes on your face, okay?
I think we often make the mistake of thinking that pornography is just an image of people having sex. What pornography is it is a worldview. It is an ideology. It is a way of understanding relationships.
Pornography meets a real need that people have to somehow break out of their sexual loneliness, their sexual isolation, their failure to connect sexually with somebody. And as with every other basic human need that gets inappropriately dealt with, it becomes an opportunity for private enterprise to come in. And that's what private enterprises do. They make money off of human needs and wants and desires. And in the process, of course, they begin to shape those needs and desires.
A labyrinth is said etymologically to be multiple because it contains faults. The multiple is not only what has many parts, but also what is folded in many ways.
Services? I didn't do anything. All we did yesterday was fuck. He keeps smiling until it dawns on me. If I take this from you, I'm a whore. I put it on the table. No, if you take this from me, you're my whore. A whore in the service of art. He raises a finger to silence my protest. Camille, listen. Nothing has changed. I pay you to do what I want. What I want changes from day to day. You know that. I've had you masturbate for me. Fake fuck Peter in different positions. You fucked me. Tomorrow I may want you to fuck two men while I watch. But this I can promise you. I will always push you to your limits. And I will always want to paint you there. He offers the envelope again. You can stop anytime you want. It's all up to you. How far can you go? How far?
There's just one thing. Even if you are a woman who achieves the ultimate and becomes like a man, you will still always be like a woman. And as long as womanhood is thought of something to escape from, something less than manhood, you will be thought less of, too.
For nature's fascism is greater than that of any society. There is a demonic instability in sexual relations that we may have to accept.
Človek, ki ni šel skozi pekel svojih strasti, jih ni nikoli presegel.
Premikam se na tvoj ukaz, gibljem se po melodiji tvoje želje.
Včasih si predstavljam, da obstaja paralelni svet, kjer je moj obstoj nekaj več kot zgolj umrljivo telo.
It seems to me that we are talking about an extremely deep panic or fear, an anxiety that pertains to gender norms. And if someone says you must comply with the norm of masculinity, otherwise you will die, or I kill you now because you do not comply, then we have to start to question what the relation is between complying with gender and coercion.
As we have developed some racial consciousness as a society, there are certain limits to the viciousness of the racist stereotypes that you can show in the mass media. None of this is true when it comes to pornography. The images of African-American men and women especially are incredibly racist. You have this black male who is constructed, presented, described as out of control sexually with a huge black penis, and he's going to use it against this little white woman.
Oh, yes, fuck me, fuck me.
Black women as animalistic whores who can't get enough sex. If you had those type of images in mainstream media today, there would be an enormous outcry. But because it's in pornography and because it's sexualized, there's very little criticism of it.
Pustil sem, da veter razmika mojo dlako, jo valovi, kuštra. Priprl sem oči in gledal na obzorje, pregledoval pokrajino, horizont čutenja, vedenja, modrosti, bivanja, bitja zemlje.
Whatever frequency is, every airwave radiates. Radio is radiation.
The idea that sex can be reduced to fixed components as it is in pornography, blowjob, doggy style, money shot, girl on girl, is adolescent. First base, second base, all the way. It is ironic that we think of this as adult entertainment. I don't see why we should regard porn as a way to enjoy sexuality in all of its explicitness, any more than we consider looking at a chart of the food pyramid to be a feast.
Potapljajo se v blodeč poljub. Postajajo usta, s katerimi so se sprijela. Vse je mešanica dneva in noči.
In pornography, all women are available to all men for sex. But when you leave that pornographic world, you have to enter a real world in which all women are not available to you sexually. My own experience is knowing that in my head, but still feeling in my body that reaction and having to consciously say, I am not in the pornographic world, I am in the real world. Now, I do that consciously trying to resist it. How many men don't resist it?
Well,
how many men leave the pornographic world and sort of seamlessly move into the real world, in which that which we call a fantasy in the pornographic world is then experienced in the real world?
The pornographers want you to think that you can see pornography, you can watch as much as you want, and just as you then zip up your pants, you can zip up your brain and put it away. It doesn't work like that. It leaks, and it leaks into the everyday world of your life.
Požírame. Kot hijena me počasi iztreblja. In zdaj sem tu, vodoravna. Tiho je le svoj tih sliši, kako vdihava gosti zrak poln vlage. Poslušam ga, kot bi se želela prepričati, da še živim, da moje telo ni razpadlo, da se okoli mojih kosti vije cesta krvavih mišic, da s dotikom dlani še lahko začutim košček svoje kože, vlažne in gladne.
How we know the world and how it knows us are underlain by shadow patterns of sexual biography and sexual geography. What breaks into consciousness is shaped in advance, by the demonism of the senses.
Narava me je objela. Objela je moje telo od nog do glave. Vso kožo je prekrila, vse luknje zapolnila. Vse ude vzburila, da sem zaprl oči v samskem užitku, popolne predaje nečemu tako močnemu in modremu.
But waves oscillate themselves, even without our perception. Waves oscillate by themselves. Waves swing back and forth, up and down, omnidirectionally. Waves themselves don't convey anything.
I've never found a place. I don't think I'll ever find a place. You know, there are many people who argue that we should all have a place, a gendered place. That we should feel at home in our bodies or at one with ourselves. This maybe is a possibility for others. I don't think so. I think if my thinking about this is productive at all, it's for others to judge. It's because I'm always slightly disidentified from any given position. I don't belong well in any established category, but I'm not also somebody who happily transcends them all. I'm not in favor of happy transcendence. For me, gender is a field of ambivalence.
Well, it's interesting to think of electrocution as a sexual act.
He said, an ashtray is in state of vibration, but we can't hear those vibrations.
People tend to think that pornography is something that enhances your sex life. But the men that I talk to, even men who were big fans of pornography and happy consumers of it, found that pornography had begun to dictate the way that they thought about sex, that they found themselves unable to achieve orgasm during regular intercourse with their partners, that often they had to replicate scenes or moves from pornography.
I think it's useful to try to think further about the ways in which property and property relations define our notions of subjectivity, also our notions of love and relationships.
If we are really going to be sexually liberated, we need to make room for a range of options as wide as the variety of human desire. We need to allow ourselves the freedom to figure out what we internally want from sex instead of mimicking what popular culture holds up to us as sexy. That would be sexual liberation.
Shalila P. Shalila P. Shalila P.
На другій стороні сам я, другачна.
Шеліла би се дотакнути свого образу, канішно побожати, кисти, да се припричам, да се нахаям ще видно своєм талісом.
Арістишеш глазки, бір си прикстини, землющі під старо метр.
Си з пърсти сишти в ласи, їх ніжно скуштрати, потім преко чела спустити тлан на очі. Messina ženska z orgazmi u grlu.
I could make you see sense, she replied mockingly. But I prefer this time to answer you by argument rather than with the whip. You have no right to blame me. I've always been honest with you. Have I not warned you more than once? Have I not loved you with all my heart, passionately? And have I in any way hidden from you the danger of lowering yourself before me? Have I not told you that I want to be dominated? But you wished to be my plaything, my slave. Your greatest delight was to be kicked and whipped by a proud and cruel woman. What do you want now? Dangerous tendencies were lurking in me, and you were the one who awakened them. If I now take pleasure in hurting and tormenting you, it is entirely your fault. You have made me what I am, and you are so weak and unmanly that you are now blaming me. like this lady.
In each case, we're talking about absence and presence, and we're talking about voyeurism, and we're talking about sexuality presented and then denied as well.
He just needs to plug in a physical entity so that he can play the fantasy out on her.
Polna luna je kakor vlažen kamen. Živost, senzibilnost nečesa neskončno trdega in oddaljenega. Privlači me k njej, vzburim mojo lastno občutljivost. Dovolim si odpreti se v njeni smeri. Zatulim, ker si želim solz.
I see the walls stacked three deep with canvases of me. Me as sexual energy made flesh, all dark, raw, wild beauty. Who knew such an erotic creature existed inside me? He draws it out and breathes life into a part of me I never knew existed. Where can he take me? What can he unearth inside me? He's given me a taste for more.
What's interesting about, you know, porn or strippers or any other kind of sex work is it's, you know, it's women whose job it is to impersonate lust or to, you know, fake arousal. The idea that you're going to get more in touch with your own authentic, personal, innate sexuality by imitating a woman whose job it is to imitate sexuality. I mean, it's you're getting pretty far removed from the real thing.
It's titillating, and it's also frustrating, and it's also humorous and witty, and it's also quite erotic as well, and quite beautiful.
Therefore, we have to release ourselves toward things themselves, airwaves themselves.
Male sexuality is inherently manic depressive. Estrogen tranquilizes, but androgen agitates. Men are in a constant state of sexual anxiety, living on the pins and needles of their hormones. In sex, as in life, they are driven beyond the self, beyond the body. But to be beyond is to be exiled from the center of life.
All of these acts are at their base about male domination and female submission, men's ability to do whatever they want to do to women and women accepting it, and even further in pornography, not only women accepting it, but women seeing it as part of their nature.
A tu kar tem trenutku zaznavam je nekaj drugega, kot tista znana domača oblika mojega telesa, nekaj lepljivega in kosmatega se naselijo na moje telo. Kot parazit se je prisesalo na mojo zunanjost telesa. Požira me, kot hijena me počasi iztreblja.
At one point Andy said that he wanted to be a machine and that he couldn't imagine that anybody else would not want to be a machine. That is to say, a machine that did not get hurt, did not feel, did not suffer.
Duchamp once said that the point was to forget with my hand. I wanted to put painting once again at the service of my mind. The head has always been the guiding principle of Western music, and experimental music has successfully taught performers to remember with their hands, to produce and experience sounds physiologically.
It has to open to any two people who may want to join in a marriage contract, although I don't know why it only is two. Why two?
Why two? Yeah.
Why two?
Why two and not three?
I don't understand the two. But I gather it just feels too radical, you know, for most people to say more than two. But I don't really understand why two. I think we should ask the question.
Three, four, whatever. I don't know.
But I think that marriage does change. I mean, it doesn't always change when it becomes gay, right? You can have very, in fact, sometimes it becomes almost parodically traditional. Sometimes there's almost a resurrection of a traditional notion of marriage that no heterosexual is actually living in anymore.
What makes a torture-like treatment entertaining? What makes an image of suffering sexually arousing.
Pornography takes violence against women and it sexualizes it. And when you sexualize violence against women, you render the violence invisible.
You take the ability to talk for granted, don't you? Then why shouldn't you? You talk every day of your life and you don't think much about it. But did you realize that millions of people suffer from voice problems? These millions can't take talking for granted. For them, to talk is a struggle.
Do you have a voice like... Do you have a voice like... Mind?
Nobody can deny oneself to be a cyborg one way or the other today.
The more modern woman thinks with Apollonian clarity, the more she participates in the historical negation of her sex.
Pornography, with all of its destructive effects, is a sign or a reflection of the failure to question an economic system that rewards enterprises for profit maximizing, endlessly market expanding. It will explore every kind of sexual perversion, dysfunction, misery, sadness, desperation they can to produce anything for which there's a market. And if there isn't a market, they'll go to work to create such a market. And as long as we don't question the pornography industry, you're allowing the producer to create the need that he can profitably meet.
Would you dissect it, ingest it, roll it around on your tongue? And then what? And then what? And then what? Would it give you pleasure? Would it get you in? Would it take you away? Gently? Gently? Gently?
Develop from fragments, Ali.
To deviate into fragmentation.
Deviantovi fragmenti. To sredo ob 8 zvečer na Radio Študent.
Čeprav me na Radio Študent zelo redko zavrtite, vas kljub temu zelo rada poslušam. Helena Blagne. A sem ki preveč osladna?